News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But before all that, though, Ciara, extraordinary comments, an extraordinary blunt warning from the chairman of Uisce Éireann, Irish Water, Gerry Grant, about the state of our water and our sewerage systems.
Yes, indeed. The state's water and sewerage system are in a desperate state because of, he says, extraordinary complacency and passive indifference around the investment in infrastructure. The goal of 50,000 homes cannot be met unless there's a new approach from government. What do you make of it, Shane?
What worries me about this, Ciara, is that the chickens are coming home to roost. We had a number of years ago, the country was convulsed about water charges. Now, I think at the time, trying to remember what water charges were, it was like 100 quid or something.
I think it was going to be 160 a week.
Yeah. So like less than 100 quid. The country was convulsed by it, driven by populist politicians for their own electoral gain. And we never focused on the bigger picture, and we didn't worry about the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is this, that we have a water infrastructure that is creaking and about to collapse. And the bigger picture is that we cannot build houses because we don't have water infrastructure. And houses, the average price of a house, a second-hand house in Dublin today, is going to hit €600,000. So people are having to spend tens, if not hundreds of thousands of euro more on housing, partly because of our water infrastructure. Now, that, by any sense, is bonkers economics. To prioritise €100 payment over paying tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of euro extra for buying a house. We have got it completely wrong, and we've been led down this path, and we have followed down this path, and unfortunately, the chickens are coming home to roost. But hey, at least we don't have water charges.
On the other hand, what you could say is if the people absolutely refuse to have water charges and that they balk at water charges entirely, well, then it is up to government to fund and to find the funding to adequately water and the water system out of taxation, out of the exchequer, even if there is an opportunity cost there and other things have to go, because we do need the water. So there is also fault. It's not just the fault of the populace. It is also the fault of government for not grabbing the problem here, isn't it?
It goes back to populism again. There is no votes. There are no votes in investing in a pipe that no one will ever see and that will just ensure our water continues to flow. People take this as a given, rightly, that water supply is a given. So there are no votes in it. So as a result, it is not prioritised. If there had been a separate revenue stream, that money would have gone straight into water infrastructure. It is the best way to ensure that we have a proper water infrastructure. But that hasn't been the case. Let us know, did we get it wrong? I suppose simple question this morning. Did we get it wrong by not having water charges? Did we get it wrong by not investing in water? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.